Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywhere, all y'all, just down the road from where that Oscar program I didn't even bother to watch because it's boring as fuck. So, no, the Hollywood Hick did not watch the Oscars, but it happened right down the street. You know what I listen to? Helicopters. Because that's all you hear over here during the Oscars is helicopters. You can't get out and you can't get back in because there's limousines everywhere. So you're trapped and all you listen to is helicopters and I ain't got regular TV nor a desire to watch the Oscars. So, on the first episode post-Oscars of the Hollywood Hick, don't expect much Oscar talk up on here because I could give two shits. They are boring, self-serving, a bunch of people over there patting themselves on the damn back. Let's move on because you are listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You know what happens when you throw the backslash listen behind that? You get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. I ain't making that shit up, mother truckers. Backslash listen. You can hear all the fabulous programming just like the Hollywood Hick right here every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. And you get brand spanking new ones on Tuesdays and Fridays come 7 in the evening slot. And if your lazy bitch ass done missed the previous episode, you can catch it midnight. And these are all West Coast times, by the way. West Coast times. If you're on the East Coast, add 3. If you're somewhere else, do the math and figure it out because I ain't doing it for you. But that's that. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick and follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for all them particulars, I think. So let's move into things because you know what? I'm going to go ahead and admit right here. I've been working and doing things. And honestly, there is not much of shit that's going on out in the world that's worth fucking talking about. The Oscars ain't worth talking about. Boring. Everything boring. I will say one thing about the Oscars, and then I move on. I was glad to see, because, you know, I read in the morning to see who won. I was curious. I will admit that. But I was glad to see that the Mad Max won a whole bunch of stuff, because that Mad Max movie is tits. If you ain't seen Mad Max, go see Mad Max. Like, get the video. Actually, I recommend it in the 3D. I went and saw it at the Chinese theater down here in 3D. And it was tits. But if you can see it on the DVD, I watched it the other day with a friend of mine. And it's still good. It is, like, it's just, like, nonstop just action. Like, it's so well done and so well edited. It's just, that movie is tits. It's my favorite movie of last year, the Mad Max. And it's got the Tom Hardy in it. All foxy, and he's much foxier in that than he is like that Revenant. I ain't got no desire to see that. This is my other thing. I don't understand this. I would say just whatever. I said I wasn't gonna talk about this, and now here I go right off the mother trucking bat. But what I'm saying is, I don't understand how Mad Max won everything, like editing, director of photography, all these other things that the director oversees, but then he doesn't win director. That don't make no damn sense. This dude who made this Revenant movie, whose name I cannot pronounce, don't make no sense. And if you're going to put Tom Hardy in the movie, I would like him to be in as little clothes, like less clothes at least. Now I don't want to see him in, like, covered in bear hides and all kind of other stuff running through the snow all covered up. That is not a Tom Hardy I want to see. I want to see Tom Hardy. Actually, the Tom Hardy I want to see is the one that was all over the internet a week or so ago when he was making some miniseries or something. He was butt naked in a little rowboat out on some pond. That is the Tom Hardy I want to see, because that is straight up foxy right there. I don't care what nobody says. I would totally tap. Like, my clothes would just fall off, y'all. That's what I'm saying. So I don't understand that. I don't know how you can win all these other things that the director oversees and make sure everything's good. They all collaborate on things and then not win director. Bullshit. I call bullshit on them damn Oscars. Stupid, stupid, self-serving, bitchy, fucking pain in the ass, whitewashed mother truckers. Okay? That's all I'm saying on that. I don't know. I might revisit it. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? But what else is going on in the world out there worth talking about? I don't even know. Let's look. Did I save any stories? I don't. Again, the Hollywood Hick is horribly. Oh, I'll tell you what's going on. It's all over everything right now. I might as well address it and just get on with this shit, right? But let me open this here up, because apparently, y'all remember what I mean. I had almost forgot about this too, although I don't think she would ever let anybody forget about it. But and I do feel for her, but at the same time, it's like, if you don't want everybody talking about this shit, good Lord, shut the fuck up. But on a different note, so you know, there's this whole thing where this Erin Andrews chick, she was on the ESPN, and now I think she's on another network or whatever, but she does like sports, like she's like the on the field talking to the players person, I think. Now, I don't watch enough sports to know if I'm 100% correct on that, but she had that dude, right, who went and swapped out somehow the like peephole in her hotel room in Nashville several years ago and like filmed her naked. Like, and here, like, you got her on the stand. I don't want to hear her talk because you know what? She is just milking this. Like, I feel bad. Like, yes, you were violated, sugar. You were violated. But if you want people to forget about it, then good Lord, shut the fuck up. But I do feel for her. I hope that does not come out the wrong way. People be like, the Hollywood hick is a heartless, awful, hateful person. Because there parts of that might be true. But I don't think it's entirely true. And since I don't think it, it don't fucking matter, right? Well, so basically, it comes out, so basically this dude, his name is Michael David Barrett. He looks like some kind of dumbass anyway. But apparently what he done did was he took a liking to her for some reason. He's like, oh, she's popular. She's on TV. Let me go see if I can get some pictures of her naked and sell it to the TMZ. I literally think this was his thought process. But over here on the, what is this? On the Page Six website, it says here, stalker tells all how I peeped on Erin Andrews. Like, she is like, I mean, this girl has been wrecked by this. Now, I ain't looked at the video because, one, I really don't have no desire to see it, to be quite honest. I don't know how clear could a freaking video through a peephole be. I mean, I guess it's clear enough that she's like all this upset and suing for $75 million. That's another thing that I always like, I don't. Whatever. It's like, you got the person who committed this crime has been punished. So it's like, why you got to take down everybody and their brother in the meantime is beyond me. I don't get it. It's like, he's the one responsible. He figured out how to game the system, even though it was relatively easy, apparently, from what I can tell. But at the same time, he figured out how to game the system. It's like, what do you, like, other than just monetary gain, like, what do you plan to get out of, like, these, like, going after the Marriott Hotel in Nashville because this guy was able to figure out what room you were in? Like, if I really wanted to figure out what room you were in, Erin Andrews, all I would have to do is follow your ass up there. But he didn't do that. He, like, used some phone. Like, here it is. He told how he figured this out. Basically, it says here on the Page Six, right? It says, in taped testimony played for jurors Monday, former insurance salesman Michael David Barrett revealed that just how easy it was for him to secretly film TV sportscaster Erin Andrews naked in her hotel room in Nashville, Tennessee. He called his plan pretty ill-conceived, but said everything actually went off without a hitch until he tried to sell the footage to the TMZ people. And I don't even think TMZ would buy it. Like, it's like they were like, nah, that's a hot tater. We don't want that. Sorry, dude, but we're going to turn your ass in. I think that might be how this went down. I don't know. I'm speculating. We'll see if it gets to that part of the story, right? So it goes on. Barrett described Colin Andrews through his... Oh, back that shit up. Barrett described... Rescribed. Good Lord have mercy. I tried to fix my bad talking and then I did it worse. That is how the Hollywood hick rolls, apparently. Third time's a charm. Here we go. Barrett described Colin Andrews through the hotel's house phone and watched as her room number popped up on its screen, directing him to her floor. Now, maybe you don't want to do that, but at the same time, it's a hotel. And but they, you know, I think because of this, they're on fucking lockdown, because I was over in London a while back doing some work things and I was trying to find a colleague and I thought he was staying in my same hotel. And I was like, I just want this dude's room. I don't need the number. I just need you to dial it up so I can say, hey, are you coming to dinner or is you ain't? Because he wasn't answering his emails or his texties. So I was trying to find a dude because I didn't want to ditch him for dinner. I'm actually a little bit like trying to be nice, right? Well, I don't think they do that shit anymore because they're like, uh-oh, remember Erin Andrews got her titty balls taped on the through a peephole on the interwebs? We got to try to not have that happen anymore because they're going to sue us for $75 million that we ain't got. Well, this thing goes on. It says he also explained how he doctored Andrews' hotel door peephole with a hacksaw and listened to her through the wall to know when she was in the shower. Now, here's some excerpts from his 2.5-hour taped deposition. The kind of excerpts we ain't going to get from one Camille Cosby's deposition, and I'd like to hear how that shit went down the other day because, you know, they denied her ass trying to postpone her deposition. Also saw that Janice Dickinson didn't get her case thrown out. So whatever. We might talk about the Cos in a little bit, the grossest gross person ever, even grosser than this freaking Michael David Barrett, because at least he's like, yeah, I did it. It probably was not the best decision I ever made in my life, but things were going awry, and we'll get to that. You'll see what I'm talking about. So he says here, he basically started out, he said, I knew who she was based on TV. Now, see, this is the other thing. I'm just going to say this. If you're going to go on TV on the regular, you're kind of asking for like this to maybe sort of like somebody kind of taking a shine to you and sort of like going a little bit on the stalker side. It's just the way this world works, because with like people are fucking nuts. OK, you just have to accept the fact that people are fucking nuts. Live in Hollywood right here around the Hollywood Hick compound and you will see nothing but nuts everywhere. Everywhere. I'm just saying is all right. So if you're going to go on the TV on the regular, that's kind of a risk you run. And it's just funny to me how people are so shocked that it happens on the flip side. But I guess it's like, I don't know. It's like the kind of person that wants to be on TV so bad, I guess they just ignore all that kind of shit because they won't be on TV and they won't be talking into a microphone in front of like sports people, or they want to be hosting something, or they want to be a movie actor, TV television star, or whatever the case may be. Reality television program. You see attention whores left and right all over the television set. I have done it myself on a couple of stupid little things over the years. They always end up putting me on there because apparently I'm a good game show contestant, because I will act a fool and jump up and down and be the kind of person that they want. And actually, it's kind of fun. And I am tits good at game shows. I ain't been on one. I ain't won. I'm just saying is all. Okay. Okay. Moving the truck on. Basically, okay, back up. Bloop. I knew who she was based on TV. She was on TV. I watch a lot of sports. That's how I knew who she was, because she's always down there talking to the players on the field, right? Well, I would guess probably at the start of 2008. See, this is all the way back in 2008. Like, was that 8 years ago? I thought I could videotape her and try and profit from the videotape. It was a pretty ill-conceived plan, obviously. I saw her trending on... It was pretty ill-conceived, seeing as I'm telling you this from a jail cell. But I saw her trending on Yahoo or something and realized she was popular as she was. No particular reason. It was just based on her popularity. So he didn't even think she was the foxiest, because I'm going to say that she's a little harsh looking. If you look at her, she's really not the most... I mean, she's not unattractive, but as far as I'm concerned, she's like, there are lots more prettier ladies out there than this one, but people take a shine into somebody for different reasons. I don't know why. There's certain people out there that other people are like, what, you would tap that? And I'm like, hell to the yes, I would tap that in a heartbeat. Most of them just so I can say I did it, and some of them are even ladies. I'm just saying is all, y'all. But it goes on. He says on why he went to Nashville, where she was in September in 2008. Well, he said he needed to make a business trip to Nashville. I wish I had to make me a business trip to Nashville. I had to make a business trip to London, and I would much rather make a business trip to Nashville, because then I can go down onto Broadway Street, let's sit in a honky-tonk, drink a beer, listen to country music, and unwind after a whole long day of having to holler at people and tell them what to do all damn day, right? But he goes on, it was just on the calendar, and so it was just a convenient time to be there, right? He says, when I checked in, it was morning, and the hotel was very busy, so they said, the room you requested is not available. He said, I went and got something to eat, went down to the restaurante. He said, there's a house phone in the restaurant, so I picked up the house phone and called the operator, asked, can I have Aaron Andrew's room? Now, there's the first problem, Aaron. Why are you using your real name? You are a television personality, celebrity of sorts. You were, like, pretty hot at the time. Everybody was like, ooh, who is this Aaron Andrews woman? And you was dumb enough to use your real name? Come on. Like, now, these are the places where I have issues with this story. It's like, there's certain modicums of personal responsibility that I think people should take. If you are this worried about things, maybe there was no need to be worried at the time, but now, in hindsight, maybe you should have used a fake name. People have been doing it for years and years and years, and it ain't no secret. And actually, whoever set this shit up for you, whoever you're like, the people at the ESPN back there should be fired, because they don't know how to freaking do their damn job. I don't know why you can't fire nobody these days for doing a shitty freaking job, but that's just the way it works. I don't get it. I really and truly 100% do not get it at all whatsoever. I do not figure out why incompetence and an inability to do your job is not a reason to fire your bitch ass and get rid of you so I can get somebody who can actually do this shit. I don't understand. So that's why everything is like, whatever. Move back to my story. I could go on that for freaking a whole hour of this program, right? But he asked for Aaron Andrews' room, and she said they connected me. On the house phone, it shows a room number, so I knew what room she was in. goes on. He says, I went to that floor, the 10th floor, I believe. I had noticed the maid was cleaning the room next to her. That person was checking out. So I went back to the front desk and told them that room is open. Can I check into that room? They said, let's check and see. And they went back because that's what they do. They're trying to accommodate your ass because the happier they make you, the quicker you get out of their face and they can go on about their mother trucking day. That's how that shit works, right? He said, after a few minutes, they came back out and they checked me into that room, right? So he went to, I says, I went to my room, and as I was coming to the room, I could actually hear her talking on the phone, so I knew it was the right room. Well, you got some seriously thin walls up in the Marriott in Nashville. Y'all need to fix that shit. How are you supposed to get your sexy times on or something? They're going to be waking everybody up if you enjoying yourself and try to make a moan or two or have a little good time. It's like, come on, why does everything have to be so thin? I go to hotels, I'm like, good Lord, have mercy, do I got to listen to that fucking all night? I can't believe this shit. People gonna fuck in hotels. Yes, they love fucking in hotels. Want to tell me why? Because they don't got to clean up the aftermath and put it all back together. There's just somebody to come in and swoop in. I bet you hotel maids have seen all kind of craziness. All kind of craziness. Because I know one time I was dating somebody. He made a mess of a hotel room. Made a mess of a hotel room in his drunken stupor. And I felt for the person who was going to have to come in behind to deal with that mess. Now, I personally was not responsible for most of the things that went down up in there. But this fool done wrecked a room. I'm just saying it's all. We'll go on with the story. He says he went to his room. He said, I dealt with some things in my room. I heard the door slam closed next to me and saw it was her leaving the room. I guess he was looking through his peepee hole before he started messing with her peepee hole to fix this up. I don't know. It says, I took her door's peephole out, altered it, and put it back in and left shortly after. Now, how the hell on the outside of a door do you get these peepholes out? Are they easy to just pluck out? Because that don't make no damn sense. That's the part of the story I don't understand. How did he get that damn peephole out in the first place? You would think it would be something where you wouldn't be able to do that unless you had access to the inside. Like, that's the part of this story I don't understand. So if anybody out there in the land of the Hollywood hick understands how you can get a peephole out from the outside, not the inside, then could you clue me in? Because this don't make no damn sense. But apparently he says he used a hacksaw to cut off the threads, so it was basically a plug, and he put it back in, right? So then he puts that thing back. This is the part where I am still confused, completely confused. He says he went back to his room, and unfortunately for both of us, I could hear that the shower was on in her room when I walked by. You either went back to your room or you was walking by. Your story ain't making no damn sense, buddy. Okay, but we'll go on. He goes, I waited until the shower went off. Then I pulled out the plug on her door and waited for the opportunity. I waited for a matter of 10 seconds. I waited for her to be visible. Now, I'm assuming if he is taping this from that peephole, he's got to be on the outside of that door, right? Holding up some sort of camera to the door. So he says he stopped after 4.5 minutes. Now, at a busy hotel, like, do you honestly think there'd be a whole 4.5 minutes where wasn't nobody walking down the hall? I guess so. Like, do they not have any sort of camera or anything? I guess you only look at that shit in hindsight. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how he was able to stand there for 4.5 minutes with a damn camera pressed up to a peephole and didn't nobody go like, there might be something a little bit fishy going over there on the 10th floor at the Marriott. Maybe we should go look into it and see why that dude is holding a camera up to that television personality's peepee hole so that I think something untoward might be going on up in there. I'm just saying is all. I don't know. Like, the more it's like I go back and forth. It's like at one point I'm like, if you're so upset and want this to go away, then why are you dragging it out forever? $75 million. I get that. But at the same time, I don't know. Whatever. We're gone. So this thing goes to ask the question, was it his conscience or did he believe he just had enough footage to make the money? That's why he quit after 4.5 minutes. So his reply was, maybe that was it. It was probably a combination of all of the above. I tried to forget the whole thing. No, you didn't. You bitch ass bitch. You didn't try to forget shit. You tried to sell that to the TMZ. Maybe you tried to forget it after you tried to sell it to the TMZ, but that ain't the case either because then you put it on the interwebs for free. You dumbass. Like, I'm not buying this. I was going to try to like maybe defend you a little bit because I thought maybe you were just a little cuckoo bananas up in the head. But now I'm starting to think you're just a dumbass, and dumb needs to be addressed in this country. I'm sorry, but we got so many dumb people. It's like we got the most dumb people per capita. We have to. There is just no way anybody else can be dumber, especially for a country that is supposed to be advanced or whatever the fuck it is. What a stupid ass, stupid people everywhere I go. I just can't. I shake my head all the time. I can't. I don't understand it. Hey, well, he goed on. I'm talking about stupid people, and I go, he goed on. He went on, right? In my mind, enough was enough. I had enough to move forward. I guess that's one way to put it. So that's what he's saying right there. So he's like, yeah, I just quit taping because my conscience got the best of me. But then I realized I needed monies. And so I hollered at the TMZ, and then everybody was like, no, I don't want these ill-gained Aaron Andrew titty ball videos. And maybe we should. He's like, I'll just put it on the internet. But then they asked him, so, and this is where it gets somewhat creepy, y'all. This is where it gets really creepy. Like, this dude is just straight up creepsville. They said, did he videotape other women? His answer to that, I did. Yes. Gross ass, creepy McGrosserson. Once he learned how to work a peephole, I guess he was working all kind of peepholes. I don't know. But this is ridiculous. Gradually, yes. That's what he said. I stopped a few minutes before I was arrested because I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't want to do it anymore. I guess my conscience got to me. That's what he's saying. I got my conscience got. But then where was your conscience when you were trying to sell the shit, fool? I don't get it. You know what? Money troubles will make people do some shit, though. And I think he had the money trouble. Yeah, we got a why did he do it down here. Getting ahead of myself here on the Hollywood Hick program. Bag it up, bitch. Don't be getting ahead of yourself. They asked, I guess he ran a background check on Aaron Andrews, and they're asking him why he did that. He's like, I don't know why. It was just stupid, but I did it. Like, he did all these things to make it, like, easy as fuck to find him, I reckon, is what they're trying to say. You asked for the room right next door. You ran a background check. You were standing there for 4.5 minutes with a camera pressed up against the door of her peepee hole. I don't know. They asked the question, why did he post a video of Andrews even after he couldn't sell it? And again, goes, that's a great question. And I really have thought about it over the years, and I don't have a good answer for it. I don't know. I hate that answer. Like, you do know. Like, it was money. It was something. You're just straight up nuts in the head, and you think that this is appropriate type behavior. I don't get it. I don't know. This poor woman has been on a downward spiral ever since. Apparently, according to her father on something else I read, she is a shell of her former self. Like, I guess that would make you feel horribly violated and then, like, scared to do anything. I'd be putting tape over every pee-pee hole, any, like, freaking internet camera on a computer or something. I'd be taping that shit up to. I just would not be able to. Yeah, I think I'd be a little bit nervous, too. But, you know, I wouldn't really care if my butt was out there on the interwebs. I'd be like, whatever. I didn't do it. That's what I'd be thinking. It's like, look at that. You see that? That is called a peepee hole video. And since it was taken through a peepee hole, that means I didn't have anything to do with it. So I didn't ask for this. So be glad I didn't, like, do anything worse up in here, like have some trick come in here to get, like, even worse things recorded. And in there maybe having myself or something like that. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's like I don't know. I would be a little bit like, I would be like, that was not my fault. So look at it if you want to. I don't give two fucks. I got a nice booty for a dude this age. And so then go take a gander, do what you will with it, whatever. And like, have yourself if it makes you feel better looking at that pee-pee hole video of a booty. I don't know. But I ain't Aaron Andrews. And apparently this woman is not having it. She is upset, a former shell of herself. And she is like fighting back. Now, I just think that this is where things get into a gray area for me. It's like the Marriott, it's like just a hotel. Like, if some dude comes in there and starts tampering with stuff, it's like, if, to what level is that their responsibility? I don't know. That's a question. You ask some people, they'll be like, they got a whole lot of responsibility as far as that. But some people, and I think I'm somewhere in the middle of it, it's like, but this dude was going to do what he was going to do. So it's like, he just gamed the system. So yeah, maybe they need to make some reforms on the flip side, and you fight for the reforms so that this doesn't happen to somebody down the road. But I'm not so sure that you're entitled to $75 million because the dude asked for the room next door to you and then took out your peepee hole and put a camera in it and called a flashy your titty balls and put it all over the internet. Like, I don't know. It's like, you got, like, he needed to be punished. Yes. And he was. He went to court. He went to trial, whatever it was. He got like 30 months in jail for doing this, which is like what I think should go down. Now, the Marriott, yes, they should make reforms, but are they entitled to give you a whole bunch of money for this? I'm not so sure. I really and truly ain't so sure. Like, I don't know where my brain falls in that category. And some people probably say that the Hollywood hick is a straight up mouth breathing moron who don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And you're probably right. Because you know what? Because it's the Hollywood hick. And I don't make any pretenses on this anywhere being anything other than my opinion and my opinion alone. That's why it's just me talking on here. I don't have anybody else on here to talk to about things where I have to stand and go like, you're a stupid mouth breathing bitch ass moron, and then get into fights with people. Although that might be kind of fun, because I do love a good argument. Because my mama didn't call me the mouth of the South good Lord. My mama didn't call me the mouth of the South without reason. I've always been mouthy. I've always been sassy. I've always been feisty. I can't hold my tongue. Sometimes shit just pops out of my mouth before I can contain it. That inner hell no comes up in me, gets a hold of my tongue, and then I'm off and running. And then after I'm halfway through, I'm like, well, fuck, if I puss out now, then I'm a puss. So then I just keep powering through. And that's just how that shit works. But now back to the Aaron Andrews story. After I told you my personal saga of my mouth of the Southness, but here we go. Says, why did he do it? Last question here on the page 6 thing says, it was totally uncharacteristic of me. I thought to myself about a lot of things and about how stupid I am. It just came to my head. There was stress at work, money problems, things weren't going well. See, these are all the reasons why he did this, I reckon. But honestly, but he never says, and I'm also a perv. I don't think that's in here, but we'll see. But maybe. He goes, the future was uncertain. There were a lot of changes happening. Not sure where I was going to fit in the future. There was restructuring. I was running out of money. I made some bad investments. I bought a house at the wrong time. Bought high and it crashed. A lot of people bought high and it crashed. But you know what they didn't do? Go out videotaping titty balls of television personalities through Marriott hotel doors in the peepee hole. I'm just saying is all. Maybe you made some bad decisions. And at least you're acknowledging, yeah, I kind of fucked this one up royal. Took my 30 months in jail and trying to move on with things. But this Aaron Andrews just won't let it go because this pity party is just going to keep on trucking from what I can tell. But he says, as I thought about it, as a pretty rational person, I thought it would cause a problem to her down the road. That was the thought process. I don't get it. He goes, obviously, there was a trail behind me. Any gumshoe could probably figure it out. It was stupid. At least he acknowledges that he was straight up stupid as Stupidson. So that, in a nutshell, is why this dude done went and videotaped Aaron Andrews through a peepee hole, and now she is suing everybody and their brother in court to try to get some money on the flip side of this, because apparently, even though she's still on the TV doing news, but I don't think she's for ESPN anymore because she got pissed as fuck at them. Apparently, I read one thing that said where they made her something to the fact about where they like made her do an interview or something before, because people were trying to say like she did this on purpose or something like that. I don't know. Like, I mean, the poor woman did go through a lot. I will give her that. But at the same time, it's like, at what point do you just sort of like, okay, the dude who did this has been punished. It's time I just sort of put this all behind me and move on with my life. Whatever. At least apparently, like, she's got titty balls that 17 million people want to see. So at least maybe like revel in that. Be like, at least I got nice titties that everybody wants to see. People love nice titties. They're always going out paying a whole lot of money to get some nice titties. And here I just got some. I don't know. I'm just assuming that hers are real. I don't know. I haven't paid her a whole bunch of attention, but she looks like one of those girls that would have real titties. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it. Whatever. But Aaron Andrews, honey, I hope you get through this and like you're able to get back to some sense of normalcy, and you're not gonna be like looking over your shoulder in every hotel room. But a little word to the wise, put some tape over your peepee hole, something like that, so nobody can look through it. And don't use your real name, sister. Don't. I'm sure she has. If she's still using her real name at hotels, then she is a mouth breathing moron. But I'm going to go under the assumption that that is not something she does anymore, now that she has learned that people will say, hey, can I have so-and-so's room? And then they'll dial it right up, because that's what they do at hotels. Because I would call and be like, hey, I'm looking for my friend. We're supposed to meet for dinner. Could you ring their room so that I could tell them I'm down here in the lobby? And they will, because that's how it works, right? I'm not asking, but they probably won't give no room numbers no more. I hope not. Marriott, I hope y'all ain't putting the room number up on the phone no more, because apparently that's how people find people when they are stupid enough to use their real name when they're a television personality, okay? Now, I'm just saying, not saying she asked for this. I'm just saying shit, things like that, in hindsight, probably made it a little bit easier for this dude to do what he did. And apparently he did it to other ladies too, so Lord knows how many ladies out there got violated, but hopefully they're in some private collection somewhere that have not made their way to the internet anymore. All right. moving on to something else, because I probably pissed off a few people in the process right here on account of I wasn't as sensitive as I should be. But unfortunately, I do not have the ability to be overly sensitive at times. I don't know. That's just how I work. It's just to think, oh, I meant to say this right off the top of the show. We're moving on to, by the way, that's my, oh, I'm moving the fuck on, right? But this is why I love the Bette Midler. I always like the Bette Midler because she don't mince no words either. She's like the mouth of the North or something. I don't know. Where the fuck is she? She's like New Yorker, right? So apparently, this is also off of the Page Six, says Bette Midler doesn't mince words talking about the Oscars and race. I meant to talk about this at the beginning when I was mentioning the Oscars for a hot minute, but says here, Bette Midler isn't about to let Hollywood off the hook for a lack of diversity, even on the industry's biggest night of the year. Boring ass show every year. I don't know why so many people sit through it. Yeah, Chris Rock probably did a couple of funny things, but if they're really that funny, there'll be clips of him on the internet come morning. And I ain't even watched them. I could give two fucks. Only thing I care about is getting rid of helicopters that are keeping me awake and annoying me and overdrowning my television program I'm trying to watch. Which I'm watching that Making of the Murderer on the Netflix. Highly recommend it, because just didn't be like, oh my God, those are, but like the way you flip flop back and forth, whether this motherfucker did it or didn't do it, it's like, it's good. I've only seen like five of them. I'm only about halfway through. So don't tell me nothing. I ain't going to tell y'all nothing. Don't tell me nothing. I'm trying not to spoil things, but sometimes I just can't help but spoil things. But this goes on. It says, Bette Midler's like, the Oscars are today. This is a tweet from Bette Midler. This is why I love it. Oscars are today. You know, the award show where Leonardo DiCaprio is overdue, but black people can wait till next year, which is a brilliant tweet. That tweet is brilliant because they keep saying how Leonardo DiCaprio is overdue. And apparently this is like his, like Liz Taylor Butterfield 8 freaking Oscar or whatever, where like, they're just like, here, take this one. You probably should have got it for something else in the past. So here, just take this one. Shut the fuck up and move on, because we're tired of listening to your fucking bitch ass whine about how you ain't got no damn Oscar. So here, shut up. Give you one of these Liz Taylor Butterfield 8s because you should have won a year or two ago. Okay, fine. Moving on. But this is hysterical. Leonardo DiCaprio is overdue, but black people can quote unquote wait till next year. And says the two-time Oscar nominee is the latest to publicly criticize the Academy Awards for an overwhelmingly white slate of nominees that led to the hashtag Oscars so white, which they are. It's a bunch of honkies up in there just freaking honking it up. That's just, well, that's one other reason why I can't watch. It's like, come on, throw some flavor up in there, have some fun, do something better. I'm just saying is all. Oh, and another thing, I said I'm gonna talk about these drama, but this one does kind of crack me up, because I don't get, you know, this Sam Smith fella, this singer dude, sings all these slow, boring ass songs that everybody's in love with, like whatever. Yeah, he does have a good voice, but he's like a weird looking motherfucker. He is so weird looking. I don't know, he's one of those people that looks better fat. You know what I mean? He's like lost a whole bunch of weight and got skinny, like his homo gene kicked in or something. And now he's like, I got to get super skinny. I got to get super, super skinny, which actually has made him look super weird. And I don't know if it's because they like painted on his eyebrows and his hair and his beard. And he's got really pretty eyes. I'll give him he's got that blue color of eyes, like Wonder Woman blue, like really pretty. But like the rest of it, he's just weird. Like, honestly, like if he turns out, I don't know, like I get that sort of vibe off of him, like there's some creepiness going on the flip side. Now, this is just my opinion. Like I said earlier, this is just merely the opinion of the Hollywood Hick right here on the Hollywood Hick program right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I'm just saying. But he's creepy looking, right? Well, apparently he won the Oscar for another boring ass. I don't understand why everybody loves these James Bond songs so much either. Like, I watched that movie a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I watched it on the aeroplane coming back from London. That's one good thing about international flights. They don't cut the movies up and take out any titty balls or bad things. They just play the damn movie like it's supposed to be. It's like, here you go. If you don't want your kids seeing it, then don't let your kids freaking see it. Like, pay attention to what your kids punching on that damn screen. Because I even watched Trainwreck on there too, which actually was kind of hard to do on a plane, because I was watching it when a lot of people were sleeping, and there was a couple of times where I was like, what? But I tried to stifle it as best I could, but the Hollywood Hick, if y'all can figure, is not very good at that shit. Just not very good at it. Can't do it very good. But apparently this Sam Smith fella, creepy looking now that he's skinny, like weird, like it's a weird, I don't know, there's something about it, it's just got like some sort of, I don't know, it's just creepy as fuck. But apparently he won for his song on there. What's the name of the song? Something boring ass, boring song. I don't know. Writings on the Wall. That's what it is. apparently he made some comment about how he's like the first openly gay person to win an Oscar. And then immediately, what do y'all think happened? Freaking everybody started calling bullshit. They're like, what about Elton John? What about Steven Sondheim? Of course, they're all people who do music and things like that. What about Howard Ashman, who did like all the fucking tits movie for like Beauty and the Beast and the greatest animated movie of all time from the Disney people, The Little Mermaid? He wrote like Under the Sea. Under the sea, each little clam here know how to jam here. Take it from me. Best part of that song. Each little clam here know how to jam here. The best. The song is the tits. I love that movie so much. But back to the thing here. So apparently he said that. So then there's that dude. What's his name? Dustin Lance Black. The one that he wrote that Milk movie a while back. It had Sean Penn and James Franco in it. He won the best screenplay for that. And about the same time that he had a sexy tape put up on the internet, it's like he totally got violated too. Erin Andrews. Well, like, actually worse than Erin. It's like she just had her titty balls put on there. He like had some ex-boyfriend then go up like, that's why you don't make a sexy tape too, by the way, y'all. Just don't trust people. Don't trust people. Like, I got some like skeletons in my closet. I'm like, oh, hope that don't never see the light of day. You know, actually, even if it does, because I think when I was doing it, I'm not even going to talk about this. I'm moving on. But because you do things and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, but done did. But he had a sexy tape get out there and then like, whatever. But like, at least he was young and looked good while he was doing it. Because, I mean, he's one of those people that's got a whole bunch of weird features that work together for some reason. And he's got that cute little like fiance, I reckon, that little British diver fella, Tom Daly, whatever, little teensy, itty bitty, little pocket gay. But apparently, after Sam Smith said that, this Dustin Lance Black got a little butt hurt over it, because, you know, everybody gets butt hurt over everything. And but Dustin Lance Black like tweeted something to the effect of like, where is the actual tweet that started the shit off? Like, oh my God, this fucking worthless fucking reporting over here on the interwebs. But basically he was like, called the dude out. He was like, you're not the first one. Hello. I'm holding my Oscar that I won way before your ass several years ago. And by the way, quit texting. It may be time to stop texting my fiance. That's what he said. So he was like calling him out for being kind of a creep because he's got creepy face. I'm telling you, look at this Sam Smith mother trucker. I don't care what nobody says. He got straight up creepy face. And all he does is sing those boring ass slow song anyway, like Adele. I'm so over Adele. I don't know why everybody's so in love with Adele. Every song sounds just like the last one. It's just one long succession of the same song over and over and over again. Yes, she has a beautiful voice. Yes, she is an inspiration for ladies of size. Yes, there's all these things that she is, but she's also sitting there singing the same song over and over again. Everything sounds the same. I'm just bored. The only song that I really like anymore is the one from a couple of albums ago, that Rumor Has It one. That's a good song. But all this newer stuff, I have to hear that damn Hello song one more time. I'm going to reach through the radio and grab a freaking DJ by the throat. That's how I feel about it. It's like, good Lord. And that song is stalkery, by the way. Hello, I called you 1,000 times. Why haven't you called me back? Call me. I'm Adele. Why haven't you called me? Because I'm Adele. Call me. I'm a little bit creepy, but I'm a big famous singer who everybody loves and adores because all my songs sound exactly the same. So call me. I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. It's stalky as fuck. And then that next one, When We Was Young or something, they've been playing on the radio, sounds just like the other, everything else. It's like nothing. It's like, please do something new. This Sam Smith dude, everything is just boring and slow. And now he's skinny and creepy looking. Like, go have a couple of few cheeseburgers, some bangers and mash, whatever the fuck you like to eat. And put some pounds back on because you look creepy as fuck. Fuck, I'm just saying. But because he had tweeted that, Sam Smith got up. He was like, oh, I'm drunker than Cootie Brown. I'm so hungover. Genuinely feels like a dream, he's tweeted. And then he's like, uh-oh, I done pissed off the homos by saying I'm the only homo to ever win an Oscar, which is can't be true. This is Hollywood, which is the other thing. It can't be true. Maybe a closeted homo up until like probably the last couple of few years. But you cannot tell me under no certain terms that there has not been homos winning Oscars all along, because homos are responsible for a big, giant portion of entertainment industry. Okay, we make everything pretty. We do a lot of the writing. We do a lot of the others, like everything, costuming, prettifying. People are out there, like lots of homo producers. It's just the way it works. Homos are good at entertainment. We like entertainment. That is why we're always out having a good time while everybody else is out having babies and getting boring. Okay, we're out at the bars having a good time, dancing and laughing and carousing. Y'all are saddled down with fun killers. We get it. That's just how it works. It's like, whatever. We need more of y'all to keep making homos so that we have things to, like, ogle. It's cool. I'm happy with the arrangement. But then he goes on. He's like, my point was to shine some light on the LGBT community. You left out some letters. That's got to be LGBTQXYZ, however many other letters they done added to this thing for the homos. I don't understand it. But I accept it. There's a lot of things in life I don't understand. I just accept. Like I say to people all the time at the workplace, I'm like, I don't got to like it, but I accept it. Move the fuck on. Okay? Okay. Then he keeps on going. Apologies for the mix-up at D. Lance Black. I'll be sure to check out your films now. Belated congrats on the Oscar. Ugh, I hate when a Twitter war gets all, like, flowery nice. And then Dustin Lance Black comes back with, congratulations, drink water, rest, because, you know, he's hungover because he got Cootie Brown drunk after winning an Oscar. Now, I honestly, if I won an Oscar, which ain't going to happen, because I probably wouldn't even show up to win it, because I'd be like, I am not sitting through this insufferable bitch-ass of a show just for some stupid statue, right? He says, but do check out some of the other gay Oscar work out there. Some truly wonderful stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And then it comes on like, blah, oh, whatever. This is not even funny anymore. But I do like over on the D-listed. I do love the D-listed. This dude, Michael K, cracks me up every time. But I love how he says, like, Dustin Lance Black needs to have a seat in the section marked, bitch, please. Because he knew what he was doing with that time to stop texting my fiance tweet. He did. Like, instead, all of a sudden, they get all nice and like no. If you're going to get sassy, back that sass up with more sass. But he's like, dude was trying to make it look like Sam Smith was mentored in the art of home wrecking by Sienna Miller. Whatever. I'm just sad that this mess was over before it really, really began. So that is exactly how I feel. I love how this dude will sum up exactly how I feel a lot of times. I highly recommend the D-listed website. This dude is very, very funny, and it's very entertaining, and he will call these bitches out all the time. But it's like, he knew exactly what he was doing, and then everybody starts to play nice, like, oops, oops, maybe I hurt somebody's delicate feelings, and I have to go and apologize so that I don't hurt anybody's feelings anymore. Oh, fuck you. If you're gonna be a bitch, then just be a stone-cold bitch. Be like a freaking Alexis Morel Carrington Dexter Rowing off of the dynasty. Just be like, fucking be a bitch, kick ass, and take names. I'm just saying, though, you didn't see Bette Midler backing down from her tweet, did you? No. All you pussy ass pussies, I can't stand it. Just own something for a hot minute. Like, even that Stacey Dash was there, the one, like, the Republican black girl from Clueless. She's over there. I'm like, at least she's like, even owns everything. It's like, she's like, no, this is who I am. Fuck y'all. You don't like it? You can kiss my big old ass. I'm just saying it's all. All right, let's talk about something else. I keep saying I'm not talking about these damn Oscars, and how many times have I talked about these damn Oscars on this program? Too mother trucking many. All right, let's talk about this, because this shit cracks my ass up every time it happens. Lord, it's like, how many times is this fool going to go and get arrested, right? How many times? But apparently, Cat Williams, you know, the comedian, who I think is hysterical. I love his stand-up. I think he's freaking hysterical. But he done went and got arrested again. He has seriously got, like, little man syndrome, like, where he's just like, oh, no, you are not going to front me. I will freaking do what I got to do to take your, like, he's got anger issues, and I think it's all about little man syndrome, because he's short, and he, like, wants respect, and people are like, hello, little man, what do you plan on doing? And then he starts throwing shit and getting crazy. But apparently he was arrested again in Georgia. Says over here on the CNN, comedian Cat Williams was arrested in Georgia on Monday in connection with an assault, according to authorities. A spokesman for the Gainesville Police Department said police were called to a pool supply store where they found Williams lying on the ground outside. Like, he's so used to it. He just basically, he's like, oh, I done did it now. I might as well just lay here, because they're going to beat my ass when they get here. So I'll just lay here and put my hands behind my back and just let them do what they got to do. But a store employee told the police he and Williams had gotten into a verbal fight and that Williams threw something at him and punched him. Williams was taken into custody without incident and charged with battery, and he's being held in jail on a $5,000 bond. So, look, if you ever run into the Cat Williams, y'all, just don't fucking poke the bear cub. Like, you can't call him a real bear. He's like a little baby bear. He's like don't poke the koala bear, okay? Because he's like a little bear, and koala bears are little bears. They're not grizzlies. They're little bears, right? Because he is gonna throw something at you and punch you because he's gonna have something to prove. And I also remember one thing where he had like one of them sword canes. So if he's got his cane with him, I might maybe remember this all wrong too, but I feel like I remember it. He's got one of them sword canes where he's like, shing, it looks like a cane. It's really a sword. So don't be around when he gets stabby. That's what I'm just saying. If and when he gets stabby. I'm just going to put that caveat there. If and when, I'm merely speculating, but stay out the fucking way of one Cat Mother Trucking Williams, all y'all. All right, so what else is going on? Apparently, let's just go through a few things that are over here on the, I've saved a few pages of whatnots. Oh, I did think I remember seeing a good story on the smoking gun. We might travel over there in a second. But apparently, people are hating on Ben Affleck at the moment. Like, his soon-to-be ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, was in the Vanity Fair basically saying, like, the fool is just gone nuts. That's pretty much what she said. She's like, he's the love of my life, but I can't put up with these antics. He's just straight-up nuts, McNutterson. Was there anything like, apparently, oh, and also apparently, though, that whole nanny thing happened after they already broke up. But still, nanny, don't be like nannies. Quit fucking your employers. You ain't going to get no more nannying gigs after that. And when the luster wears off, you are just left freaking jobless. That's just basically what it boils down to. But she basically said blah blah blah. Jennifer Garner was saying things. She like, but nobody. This is the one where nobody likes his back tattoo because he's got this big giant phoenix rising from like giant ass back tattoo, right? Giant ass Ben Affleck back tattoo, which I also don't get. How can you be movie star actors and have these giant tattoos on your person? Like, you know that's not going to fit in every role. So then these makeup artists have to figure out how to cover up these stupid back tattoos, or they got to go in and digitally take out your back tattoo. It's like, stop it. Stop it, because you're going to have, like, well, I guess maybe you're getting older and we don't, like, plan on seeing you naked anymore. But I did catch a glimpse of him naked in that Gone Girl movie. I mean, the thing is, he's kind of a tool, but he is foxy. I'll give him that. And he was packing. So, it was like, yes, you know what? I would totally hit Ben Affleck. I will say that right out loud right now, just so I could tell people I did it. That'd be the only reason. I'd probably only do it once. I'd be like, yeah, I tapped that, moved on with my day. Unless it was real good, then I'd do it twice. I'm just saying. But back to the back tattoo. When they asked Jennifer Garner about it, she's like, let's just say, Garner is not a big fan. That's what they're saying over here on the People magazine where I'm reading this from. But these are quotes from the Vanity Fair article, right? She goes, you know what we would say in my hometown about that? Bless his heart. That's it. That's what Southern people say when they're talking shit about you. They'd be like, oh, look at his black back tattoo. Bless his heart. That means that is the most ridiculous, obnoxious tattoo ever. But then also, she's not the only one commenting on that, because his other ex, Jennifer Lopez, from back in the Bennifer days, she, this is also off of thepeople.com, but she basically says, according to the headline here, Jennifer Lopez on Ben Affleck's massive Phoenix back tattoo, it's awful. That's what she said. This is her quote. It's awful. What are you doing? Plead the fifth segment. The plead the fifth segment on that Watch What Happened Live with that insufferable Andy Cohen. He's just so freaking happy. Sometimes I just want to shake him like a baby. But she goes on. She goes, his tattoos always have too many colors. They shouldn't be so colorful. They should be cooler. Like, she's just like, it's awful. You're not cool. You're grasping. Shut the fuck up. That's what Jennifer Lopez just said to your dumbass Ben Affleck. So apparently his back tattoo is just like some mid-age crisis coming back to, oh God, I just clicked on this. Got to look at that Sam Smith again. He is weird looking, y'all. Weird looking. It's not even hard. It's like, it's just weird looking. Whatever. I'm going to go find my page that I was wanting to look at. Is it over here? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, I was going to talk about this Gods of Egypt movie where the director is like giving a big giant middle finger to all the critics who gave him like one star or half a star or some of that shit. But where was this story over here? There was a funny story over here on the Naked Gun that I looked at. Not the Naked Gun. The Smoking Gun. And hold on. Oh, hell. I can't even remember what it was. I was like, there was a good story up on here, and now I can't find it. I don't remember which one it was. But from reading this, there's a couple of good stories on here to make you feel better about yourself. Oh, we got a couple of few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick. Let me just give you one of these stories right here to clue you in on what this is. So it says here, accused sex toy thief told cops, I would rather do this than be unfaithful. And guess where this happened, mother truckers? If you said Florida, you'd be right. But it says here, a Florida woman arrested for stealing a vibrating sex toy told cops that she swiped the item due to a troubled marriage, adding that I would rather do this than be unfaithful. So one Ashton Barton, whose rap sheet includes multiple theft convictions, was spotted Friday morning concealing a Durex Ring of Bliss as she shopped it. I thought that's something that went around a pecker. So what are you like? What are you going to put it on? Like, you must have a dildo or something if you don't want to be unfaithful, because whose pecker are you going to put it on? Because apparently if you planning on being unfaithful, then it's not your husband. So who was it, Ashton? I don't know. But apparently a store employee alerted a patrolman, and they began questioning her about the $15 Ring of Bliss, and she admitted to taking the sex toy from its packaging and initially concealing the item. Barton said that when she spotted the Largo Police Department officer inside the store, she ditched it. But I thought you didn't get caught for stealing shit till you left the store. But reportedly claimed that she was driven to steal the vibrating sex toy because my husband doesn't want to touch me anymore. I would rather do this than be unfaithful. But the thing is, like, goes, yeah, it says right here, the Ring of Bliss fits on the base of the penis and enhances mutual pleasure with 20 minutes of vibration. So apparently because of this, she's done been charged with a felony, and her prior theft convictions because of those. And that's that. So be glad, y'all, that you ain't no Ashton Barton thinking that you got to go steal a Ring of Bliss vibrating sexy toy that needs to be attached to a pecker so that you can have yourself. Because what pecker are you going to attach it to unless you're planning on patching it to some dildo? But she didn't mention any dildo because she's probably embarrassed. So that's that, y'all. Be glad you ain't no Ashton Barton going out stealing this Ring of Bliss. Good Lord have mercy. Let's see if there's anything else over here. Apparently there's some jackass out there stealing Girl Scout cookies, which is a straight up, I can understand this. I can understand the need to steal some Girl Scout cookies, but I ain't going to do it because they only like $5 a box and you're helping the damn Girl Scouts. But where did this go? Of course, Florida. Why is it always Florida? Like, I never cease to be amazed at how everything is always mother trucking Florida. But again, over here on the smoking gun, it says jackass steals Girl Scouts cookie dough. Oh, he didn't just steal the cookies. He stole her money, too. Victim 12. This motherfucker is stealing from a 12-year-old. This is how this world, what this world is becoming to. What this world is coming to, not becoming to. Good Lord have mercy. I'm having a hard time talking today. Worse than normal, ain't I, y'all? Sorry about that. That's I don't even have an excuse other than I just can't talk. But says here, police are hunting for a man who yesterday afternoon swiped the money box of a Girl Scout selling cookies outside of Walmart in Florida, right? According to cops, 12-year-old Lacey Lee was stationed outside a store in Deltona when the suspect approached the child's table. The man then grabbed the middle school student's cash box and ran towards the parking lot. A witness told cops that the thief escaped after getting into the passenger side of a waiting vehicle. Like, this was like a calculated robbery. Like, this is like, these dudes are like, I gotta get away, dude. I gotta get that Girl Scout cookie money and get the fuck out of here, dude, because we's partying tonight on this Girl Scout cookie money, right? But they described the getaway car as a late model gray Hyundai Santa Fe, possibly with North Carolina plates. Now, don't be bringing my people into this, but apparently if they got North Carolina plates, I don't know, at least they went down to Florida to do their untoward nonsense, right? Well, goes on, says investigators believe that the thief arrived at the store with a woman and a young girl, and that the trio drove away together with the Girl Scouts cookie proceeds. Like, do you think they went in that store? Do you think they went in there like, hun, I want a new outfit, but how's we gonna pay for it? He's like, well, I'm just gonna steal that there Girl Scout cookie money. That's some good Girl Scout cookie money right there. I mean, I don't understand the thought process of this. Like, really, how much money is it? But I don't know. People do love a Girl Scout cookie. Maybe she had some dough up in there. But this dude, I mean, he's like, he looks like a complete tool in this freaking photo. I got some blurry ass photo. This is another thing I don't understand. At what point in time are people going to update a damn security camera so that it's not blurry as fuck? Everything. Have you ever seen a security camera video that is not blurry as fuck? In this day and age, you would think that people would be able to get a damn picture of somebody coming out to Walmart after they stole some poor little 12-year-old girl's Girl Scout cookie money. I don't get it. It's like, what, update your shit. Like, they, like, people, like, they're everywhere now. Like, these cameras are cheap. You cannot tell me that it's not. It's like, whatever. Says here, as seen above, a surveillance camera, blurry ass, worthless ass picture, because he's got sunglasses on, a black t-shirt and shorts. Like, that's 98% of fucking Florida, fools. And A second image shows the woman and the small child who accompanied the suspect. They don't put that picture up. But it says, while police declined to specify how much money was stolen from the Girl Scout, a sheriff spokesperson said, I'd characterize it as a significant amount of money for a hardworking 12-year-old. When apprehended, the suspect will face misdemeanor theft charge since the amount stolen was between $100 and $300. Like, okay, for a 12-year-old, yes. For the Hollywood hick, no. That don't barely make a ding in the rent. That's why I got to go to this workplace every day so I can maintain this lifestyle. I'm just saying. So be glad you ain't either the dude stealing from a Girl Scout or the poor little 12-year-old Lacey Lee who got robberated from her cookie money outside of a Walmart in Florida. I'm just saying is all. All right, y'all. That does it for me. Be glad you ain't neither one of those people here on the tail end and move on with your day knowing that. And that does it for me. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. You've been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, and I'm out of here. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Boo-lamb, 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 boo. Toot-lamb, 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 toot. Greg-a-lang, 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 greg-a-lang now. Greg-a-lang, 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 wow.